Vice President Biden spoke at Albany Engineered Composites, a company that's been expanding on the seacoast. That trend fit well with one of Biden's roles, that of cheerleader for the productivity of American workers.
We start off as a nation better positioned than any nation in the world to be the dominant economic force in the 21st century as we were in the 20th.
Biden invited his audience, made up partly of company employees and local college and high school students, to get familiar with a new word, insourcing, the flow of jobs from overseas to America. He said this is an area where government can play a key role.
The government doesn't produce jobs. It can produce opportunities. We can incentivize companies to insource more rapidly by doing some basic things.
The vice president listed two items. One would be to change tax law to reward companies that shift operations from foreign facilities to domestic factories. The other, maintain funding for education programs that directly link classes at community colleges and universities to advanced manufacturing jobs. That's exactly what's been taking place between Albany Engineered Composites and Great Bay Community College and UNH. Biden's appearance is part of the Obama reelection effort, and he was happy to draw contrasts with GOP policies.
The logic of the Republican argument about how to maintain a middle class and generate economic growth has been shown to be wrong. It does not work the way they do it. Now it's going to be up for the public to decide whether or not the logic of what we're suggesting just makes common sense.
After the speech, a machine operator at the firm, Dean Austin, said he liked what he heard. Austin would love to see jobs return from overseas, but it will take more than a speech to convince him.
Time will tell. See how many of them would just come back. Time will tell.
The vice president spoke of voters assessing the administration's logic, but what would be most persuasive are actual results. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.